What if social media moderated itself? I've been thinking about social media a lot lately, and not in the way most people think about it, scrolling, posting, whatever. I mean thinking about the fundamental structure of how these platforms work and why they all seem to fail in their own special ways. Big tech social media is surveillance. That's not hyperbole. That's just what it is. Every click tracked, every interaction analyzed, every piece of data sold or used to predict your behavior. The algorithm doesn't show you what your friends posted. It shows you what keeps you scrolling, what makes you angry, what makes you engage. It's not a social network. It's an attention extraction machine wrapped in the aesthetics of connection. And there's the Fediverse. I love the Fediverse. I really do. I have over 1,000 followers, I've built things in that ecosystem, but the Fediverse has its own fundamental flaw that everyone kind of knows about but doesn't really want to address, and it's that instance-based federation creates echo chambers. Here's how it works. Instances can defederate from other instances. Admins decide for everyone on their instance which other parts of the network they will see. And I get it, moderation is hard, bad actors exist, but the result is that the network fragments into ideological clusters with hard walls between them. Far left instances that blocked anything right of center, and far right instances that blocked everyone else. And everyone in between who's trying to navigate which instance to join based on who they will be allowed to talk to. Not even talking about when people get mad at admins for doing this difficult work. Most of them unpaid and for free. But it's not really decentralized if admins are just smaller versions of Zuckerberg making unilateral decisions about what you can see. It's just distributed centralization, and I think that is a fair assessment of the current state of the Fediverse. So I started thinking, what would actual decentralized moderation look like? Not admins making decisions, not algorithms optimizing for engagement, not reports or bans and appeals. What if the network just moderated itself based on actual social trust? I couldn't stop thinking about it, and staying up until 5 a.m., again, planning and laying it all out, I worked through it, and I built something. And I'm calling it Gradient. How it works. The core idea is stupidly simple, which is usually a sign that it might actually work. Everyone in the network has a social position score from -1 to 1. When the network is created, you start at 0. The first person you follow becomes 1. The first person you block becomes -1. And from this point, now everyone else positions themselves relative to those anchors based on who they're connected to. When you follow someone, you drift slightly towards their position. When you block someone, you drift away from them. It's smooth. It accounts for the main thing in human connections. Nothing is black and white. And over time, the network self-organizes. People who share social circles cluster together. People who are in conflict drift apart. And here's where it gets interesting. Your feed isn't determined by an algorithm trying to maximize engagement or an admin deciding what you're allowed to see. Your feed is literally just the people close to you in your social space. The closer someone is to your position, the more of their content you will see. The further away they are, the less you see. It's a gradient, not a wall. Let me show you what I mean. I built a proof of concept this morning. It's a basic command line interface with some basic commands for experimenting and seeing the idea in action. But it works. It actually works. Boom. So we've got 3 users. They all start around 0 because nobody's connected to anyone yet. Now let's create some connections. Okay, so now we have a conflict. Antifa and Fash mutually blocked each other. Let's see what the network looks like now. Look at what happened. Antifa is at 1, and Fash is at -1. They're at extreme opposites because they're in direct conflict. And Micro, who follows Antifa, is at 0.817, closer to Antifa's side, but not fully there. The network is polarized naturally. No admin or algorithm did this. The social dynamics emerged from the connections. I'll add more people and let us see what happens. Evil joined Fascist's cluster. The system recognized they belong together based on who they follow and block. Evil is at -0.983, right next to Fash at -1. They're in the same social space. Now let's introduce a center account. This is where the idea really begins to work. And I also added some friends to the network, which you'll see in the list. Center is at 0.227, almost perfectly centered between the two clusters, because center follows people from both sides. Because center follows people from both sides, their position naturally settles in the middle. This is a bridge account, someone who can see both sides without being fully in either camp. Just like how a lot of people are in the real world, like it or not. This is exactly what I wanted to do. Echo chambers can exist, we need them to be comfortable, but people naturally cluster with those who share their views, and bridges can exist too. The system allows for it, without forcing it. It's kind of like a permeable cell wall, rather than a solid brick wall caused by defederating instances. Now let's see what a feed looks like. People post some stuff. Now let's look at the different users' feeds. Micro sees Antifa's post. They're close enough in the social space, but notice what's missing. Evil's post doesn't show up. Evil's too far away. At -0.96, compared to Micro's 0.8, that's a risk difference of 1.7. It's too distant. It's filtered out naturally, and Fash's post doesn't show up either. Now let's look at Fash's feed. Fash only sees their own cluster. Evil's post shows up because they are close in social space, but nothing from the other side. They're too far away. Center's feed. Center sees the moderate post with risk warnings. Not blocked, just contextualized. Hey, this person is 0.58 social distance away from you. Maybe consider that when reading their takes. But Center doesn't see the extremes. Antifa at 1 and Fash at -1 are both too far away even for the bridge account. This is gradient moderation. It's not binary, it's not algorithmic manipulation, it's organic filtering based on social proximity. That's what it is. Why this works? The whole algorithm is just a few lines of code. For each post, calculate the absolute difference between the viewer's position and the poster's position. That's the risk score. And then, you can either sort chronologically or sort posts by risk score. Then display the ones below your threshold. That's it. So simple that it feels like it shouldn't work, but it does, because it's modeling how social trust actually functions in real life. You trust people close to you, you're skeptical of people far from your social circles. You might hear about what distant groups are saying, but you don't see it constantly in your feed. The system is self-correcting too. If someone starts being an asshole, people block them. Their position shifts away from the people blocking them. Their content becomes less visible to those social circles. They don't get banned, they become less relevant. And if they change their behavior, if they build connections with people again, their position can shift back. There's redemption built into this system too. What about attacks? I thought about this too. What if someone creates thousands of fake accounts to manipulate the network? Here's the thing. Every account you invite, and you must have an invite to join the network, increases your own risk score slightly. Invite 3 friends? That's barely noticeable. They're your actual social circle, so it cancels out. Invite 1,000 bots? Your risk score skyrockets. You become a high risk to everyone in the network, including the accounts you just invited. The attack defeats itself, and those fake accounts won't have real social connections. They won't be embedded in the network. They'll cluster together in their own little bubble with high risk scores, and nobody will see their content anyway. And they won't be able to follow anyone because the large social distance causes them to require accepting their follow request. The system resists manipulation because manipulation requires genuine social connection to be effective, and genuine social connection is expensive and slow to build. What is missing? This is a basic proof of concept. There's so much more that needs to be built. Real peer-to-peer networking. Right now, it's just local, but the goal is true decentralization with this system, where everyone can contribute storage and CPU to the network. No servers, no single point of failure. Encryption. Posts should only be readable by people who follow you at the time of posting. No archaeology, no digging up old posts you wrote in a different context for different people. Privacy through temporal cryptography. invite system. You can't just create an account. Someone has to invite you. This solves the cold start problem and provides Sybil attack resistance. You inherit some initial social position from whoever invited you. People who are far from your social circle will only be able to send you a follow request. They won't be able to just follow you outright and gain access to your encrypted posts. Tuning and allowing each individual user to tune their thresholds themselves. This isn't hard, but needs to be experimented with. I even had the idea where your tune/thresholds can be inherited from the person who invited you. And a UI that doesn't suck. The command line is great for providing this concept, but it's not usable. But the core works, the algorithm works, the social dynamics work, and the moderation works. Why I built this. I've been thinking about Aaron Schwartz lately, a lot, and what happened to him. What he was fighting for, information freedom, resistance to centralized control, the idea that systems should serve people, not power. Aaron died fighting for a system that was rigged against him. Prosecutors with too much power, laws designed to protect institutions, not justice. A world where downloading academic articles could get you labeled a criminal and threatened with decades in prison. I can't bring him back, but I can build things that make it harder for that to happen again. Infrastructure that can't be controlled by any single entity. Tools that resist surveillance and centralization. Systems where trust emerges from social connections, not authority. Gradient is my attempt at that. A social network that can't be owned, can't be sold, and can't be weaponized against people using it, where moderation is organic and trust is decentralized and no admin or algorithm can decide what you're allowed to see. I don't know if this will work at scale. I don't know if people will actually use it. I don't know if there are problems that I haven't thought of yet, but I know the core idea is sound because I built it and it works. So I'm sharing this. It's incomplete, but the concept is real, and I want people to see it, to build it with me, and to build it with me if they want. Because we need alternatives. We need systems that resist control. We need tools that actually serve the people using them. And maybe, if we're lucky, we can build something that Aaron would have been proud of. The code for the proof of concept is on my GitHub. It's written in Golang. It's a weekend project, but it proves that the concept works. For Aaron, for everyone who needs infrastructure that can't be used against them, and for the internet. Microbyte, 2025, October 11th.